Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 18th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Cyril of Jerusalem. Several times during Lent, I've commented on the appropriateness of the commemoration for this season. Perhaps by now we shouldn't be surprised. But Cyril of Jerusalem is another especially appropriate Lenten commemoration. Cyril, the 4th century Bishop of Jerusalem, was instrumental in developing the customs and observances of Lent and Holy Week, many of which survive and enrich our journey through this season to this very day. The scripture passage appointed for today contains part of the account of Jesus' post-resurrection appearances to his disciples. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Cyril, perhaps inspired by this scripture, made sure that pilgrims to Jerusalem received excellent instruction in the scriptures concerning the events that took place there, and also that Jerusalem was a center of the proclamation of Jesus' name, just as Jesus himself said it would be. Indeed, when Egeria, a pilgrim nun, visited Jerusalem and wrote about her experiences there, the richness of the Holy Week liturgies was one of the things that most struck her. But Cyril wasn't only a liturgist. His mystagogical preaching, that is, the sermons designed to teach the faith to new converts as they prepared for baptism, was also notable. These sermons and his commentaries on the creeds are some of Cyril's most enduring writings. As we make our Lenten journey this year, I hope that we will remember Cyril, one of those who mapped our way. Remember also that Lent is a time of preparation for baptism. Keep those who will be baptized at Easter in your prayers this Lent, and pray that your faith too will be deepened and strengthened during this season through the example of Cyril and all the saints. Let us pray. Strengthen, O Lord, the bishops of your church in their special calling to be teachers and ministers of the sacraments, so that they, like your servant Cyril of Jerusalem, may effectively instruct your people in Christian faith and practice, and that we, taught by them, may enter more fully into the celebration of the Paschal mystery. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org. for the Feast of Saint Joseph. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.